Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Apartment rents nationally dropped for the first time in nearly 2 years last month. But before renters get too excited, the drop is modest and it still has a long way to fall. It comes off sky-high apartment prices in much of the country. Still, have we seen the worst of this expensive rental market? Let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
How are you?
I am fine. So, describe this drop. I mean, can you give us a sense, you know, how modest is it?
Gosh, you know, the CoStar statistics, and you had a bunch of classifiers looking at it, including CoStar, Realtor.com, and Rent.com. Mm-hmm. You're talking about 0.1% up to 3% decreases versus a 23% overall increase in 2 years.
Wow.
This has really been a market that has not helped renters, that has not helped first-time buyers. We've talked about it many times, and people have been squeezed amid the work-from-home move to satellite markets until, you know, the secondary houses that people have been hanging on to, and there's just been no room for negotiation. But there's a perception right now that maybe things have peaked.
Well, and by the way, I can't do the math. So like on a $1,500 rent, 1%, you carry the 3. I mean, that is small.
What was it, $15?
Yeah.
0.1%. I mean, yeah, 0.1%. It's not a lot. And again, you're talking about national statistics. There are vagaries in certain markets. Are people still getting work from home clout? Are they able to tell their managers that I'm going to roll this over? And don't forget that people sign up for 1 to 2 year leases. So this stuff is sticky upwards, and you see it ultimately reflected in inflation data maybe a year from now.
Well, you mentioned some things that are happening, and we know there was a pandemic, and we know chronically there's a lack of available rentals. Just not enough. But what else are you seeing?
Yeah, there are, negotiations. The renters facing these renewals, they're now looking for new apartments. They've just gotten used to paying more and more and more now. But as everybody feels this chill with mortgage rates and everything, with landlords, prospective speculators coming in, and Wall Street has been involved in this, maybe they have perceived that their clout has peaked, and maybe they're willing to back off a bit or to take the bid that certain renters have put in. Again, this is not conclusive data. This is just happening for a couple of months. You might see it snap back, and the trend has certainly been relentlessly upward.
Yeah, and how does remote work play a role here?
You know, you want to go into a satellite market. You think of Hartford. You think where I am, Richmond, Virginia.
Connecticut, yeah. Virginia.
In the past, you know, these places would have just catered to the corporations and the companies there. But if you're able to work remotely and take your Washington, D.C. or New York dollars over there, you have much more to pay. And the landlords understand that. And it causes a whole ripple effect up and down the market and a lot of resentment towards kind of rental and homeowner carpetbaggers right now. You're seeing that in Asheville. You're seeing it in Portland, in Austin, and other places. And the question remains, how long will these bosses let people work remotely?
That is so fascinating. In other words, somebody working from a place they choose, I'm not going to even name one, but they're in the middle of the country or, you know, somewhere, and they're being paid by a firm in New York.
Especially with the white-collar jobs in tech and finance where you're able to port all or substantially all of the salary. Other places are going to claw it back saying, hey, if you're leaving San Francisco, we're not going to pay you San Francisco dollars to live in Richmond, Virginia.
Oops. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Fascinating. You know, rental prices have dropped just a tiny bit, but some of the reasons.
Yeah, move here, Robin. Move here to Richmond.
Okay, I'll be right there. Robin, thanks so much.
Bye.